We wore masks, we beat on drums, we danced upon mandalas, we channeled the whispers of our spirits, we reclaimed our soul parts, we lived out our collective dreams, all through trance dancing. We also altered our consciousness with what our ancestors called the flesh of the gods, or what I call teacher plants. All of these time-tested practices created spiritual wholeness. Our ancestors did not live in one state of consciousness. They would move at will in and out of different states of consciousness. They were also able to move in and out of these states of consciousness, relying upon their shamanic skills without drugging themselves. They did use psychoactive plants and mushrooms, which they considered to be the flesh of the gods. And psychoactive herbs such as ayahuasca, peyote, marijuana, and hashish, which they viewed as teacher plants, for when they were taken with clear intent, meaning for spiritual purposes, and they were only taken within the context of religious ritual. They were never taken for recreational purposes. When they took them within that context, it caused their mind to connect with spirit, which they call listening to the whisperers, or what we now call channeling. They worshipped both the heavenly spiritual world and the magical world of nature, which is where our spirit and physical forms come from, respectively. They also knew that animals were worthy of worship, and that through certain feminine qualities, one could produce the rebirth of spiritual life, or what we now call enlightenment. Descendants of these ancestors still exist today, and they have come to certain conclusions. These conclusions are not out of their faith or belief, but rather out of what is much more scientific than one would believe. They've come to these conclusions out of trial and error and clear personal experience. You will find fundamental similarities throughout the world when it comes to trance dance, whether you go to the Sami people of northern Scandinavia, or the Indians of North, Central, and South America, or the Aboriginals of Australia and Africa. There are certain spiritual practices that they all do and have been doing for thousands of years. One of these spiritual practices, or the most popular spiritual practice of our existing descendants of our ancestors, is still trance dance. We currently live in a scientifically dominated world. We are virtually absent of ritual, which disappeared about 600 years ago. We certainly are absent of a spiritual culture. We have turned dancing and the use of teacher plants into recreational pastimes. It's important that you understand that trance dancing was not for recreation. It was to attain spiritual wholeness. And the use of teacher plants with trance dancing was also used to access more vivid visuals or connections with spirit. These plants were not used for recreation. They were closely supervised by the elders of the tribe, which the elders of our current culture have denied any responsibility for the drugs that our young people use. And so we live in a culture where the elders or the adult population takes no responsibility for teaching their children how to use these substances at particular rites of passage or times in their life when it would be important for them to have more than just a physical view, but rather a spiritual view of the rite of passage that they're going through. So when you think about our young people today in clubs taking drugs and dancing to house music or garage music, as it's called, which always makes me laugh since it didn't come from a house and warehouse, a warehouse in the It didn't come from a warehouse in Chicago or a garage in New York. It's been around for over 40,000 years. And so to give it some respectability, to give it some authenticity, is one of the reasons why I got involved in trance dancing, was to show the young people that there is a reason for it, and that their need and their desire for it is not just some rebellion on their part, but in fact they are fulfilling the collective dreams of their ancestors.